Good afternoon. We met with our team this morning in their exit meeting, and we talked about the game yesterday against Philadelphia. I did think we played very well. I thought that, it was a very fitting way for us to complete the season with a very good effort, with good execution. We talked about pride and execution as being the themes, and I think we did that. But I immediately moved into, you look at your season, and sometimes when you walk off the field, having lost a game, for example, the first Philadelphia game, 19-17, or the game in Washington, 17-16, your thoughts are, boy, I hope this one doesn't come back to haunt me or bite us in the butt in the long run. But in reality, that's what happened. And I look at the first game of the year, the Dallas game. You know, we had played into February. We were the world champions. We had extra time on the field. I thought it would be a huge factor for us opening the season. It didn't turn out to be, as we lost that game at home. You look at the Pittsburgh game where we had, a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, and we're not able to hold on to that one. And so you have the ebb and flow of a season. And, you just pray that you can rise up and accomplish what you need to accomplish to get into the playoffs. Our goal is always to win the division. At one point, we did have a three-game lead in the division. We're not able to hold on to that lead. So to be 9-7, yes, much better than 8-8, no question about it. Not good enough. And I think all of our players are very much aware of that our goal was obviously to get into the tournament. We didn't get into the tournament, so we're disappointed in that. We did play some of the finest games that we've ever played here throughout the course of this season against very, very good football teams, but we weren't able to sustain that week in and week out. And so we are disappointed that our season is over. We are not happy that we're not continuing to play, and that we have to, as I told the players, I don't like the exit meeting. I don't like it at all. I don't like saying goodbye. I don't like the unfulfilled. And a year ago, we walked from the last exit meeting, to get on a bus to go to the Canyon of Heroes parade. So that's kind of where we are, and emotionally, it's not an easy day under any circumstances, but to not be in the playoffs is not, certainly not what the season, as the season began, what we would have expected. This must be, you guys must be taking the more pictures than I've ever, what is there, about one or two?
You mentioned yesterday you would ask some of the players.
Yeah, but I didn't. I just threw the questions out. I haven't had a chance to. I visited with a couple of guys, but They would have to think about it, and I'll have to catch them.
Eli spoke about there's only so many opportunities to win a championship, and as your career progresses, you realize, that those go away. And he felt like this was such an opportunity lost because of the talent here and because of the expectations about what you could achieve. I mean, is that kind of part of what today's feelings are?
I think when you start a year off, first of all, some of the guys are so young, they don't think like this. But when you're a coach and you've seen this happen before, and you know that some of these careers are much shorter than others, and the opportunities that these players have to take full advantage of their youth and their ability and literally the prime of their athletic lives, you just don't like to see that not happen for them. You don't like to see a year in which you certainly had very high expectations not be fulfilled, whether you take it to the individual level or whether you take it to the team level.
Tom, when you look at this team, I assume you're looking at it nothing, we need a big rebuilding job here, right? I mean, do you still see a core of a championship contender there?
Well, I do, but you're also, there's any question that things, nothing stays the same. So you're going to have, you change, and some of your younger players have to develop, quite frankly, in more ways than just one. One of the things that you find a lot of times with young players is they struggle to get their arms around what the National Football League is all about. And for some it happens quick, for others it doesn't. But there will be some people that are in that category that'll be major surprises, and then probably some that'll be disappointments.
The defense finished among the worst ranked in the league in terms of yards allowed. What changes could be made there to have a more successful unit?
We'll have to wait and see on that. Naturally, we need to play better, but.
Is Perry Fuel still your defensive coordinator going forward?
He is.
He had said that the scheme was sound. You look at the film and the players were right there and just missing the plays. Do you agree with the scheme that you guys played was sound and the players just were not executing it the right way?
As I said before, I would think based on what was actually said by Perry Fuel in that interview that the thing that was not happening is the plays were not being made. I don't think the defense would disagree with you at all on that one.
Have you already started the 2013 season, or do you need a couple of more days or weeks or months to digest what happened?
Well, we're jumping into the process of evaluation, and that will take some range of time, and then probably digest some of what we discover when we do investigate, and then do some thinking with regard to what our beliefs are. So it'll be a process.
I mean, when you go through a season like this, the ups and downs, and you're kind of scratching your head at times, I mean, do you ever lose the interest do I really want to do this?
No, but I'll say this to you. The losing part is hard. It's very hard. And it gets harder and harder, I think, the older that you get.
Is that
the competition and the winning is what fires you, which gives you the true desire to seek more. But the losing part is very difficult to get over.
You said it gets harder the older you get. Is that kind of along the lines of what you were saying before, that you realize?
Well, I'm not talking about me. I'm much too young for anybody to talk about that.
Tom, leadership has been a theme through the last 3-4 seasons, the idea of is it there, is it not there. Has your confidence ever wavered in the leadership in your locker room this year?
Well, I think that term goes along with teams. When a team's winning and doing very well, they got great leadership, and when they're not, there's a question of whether there is. I think we have people of high character in our locker room. There's certainly ways on occasion when I would maybe do it a little bit differently if I was a player. Like, for example, I think the idea of players getting after other players may have been a part of the past. It's not necessarily the way it's done today. They lead by everyone encouraging and being a part of a bigger picture, if you will. So, I when you're not as successful as you would hope, you may do some investigating or thinking about that. I think we have some very strong personalities, and quite frankly, you need to start with yourself before you start down that road.
Tom, when you look at, you analyze your regular seasons, I mean, this team around here basically the last several years has been 8-8, 9-7, or 10-6. I mean, that is the framework of what this team is in a regular season. Do you look at that and say we need to get better personnel-wise so we can figure out a way to win 11, 12, 13 games in a regular season?
We won 13 in 08, and we were gone in the first playoff game. If you look at the division that we're in, for whatever reason, the competitive nature of it, the parity, whatever you'd like to say, 9-7 wins the division 1 year, 10-6 wins it the next year. We won 10 games a couple years ago, didn't even get in the tournament. So, you know, I hear you. Yeah, I'd love to. I would like to, you know, we were, what, 14-2 one time many years ago, and I'd love to be back in that circumstance because that's not easy. But it's not easy to win, as you know. And winning and losing is a very fine line. You can play extremely well. It's like I talked to our team today when I talked about the two games that are, they'll probably drive me insane, which would be Atlanta-Baltimore. Not so much the question about we lost the games. The question about, you know, why didn't we play better? And so, you know, when you think about that, then you understand a little bit more about 16. That's why this thing, the way I talk to our young guys, it's 16 games. It's not 11. It's not 12. It's 16. And that's what professional football is. It's hard. You know, a lot of these young guys play 12 games. They think the season's over. It's just started.
Is the sting different the year after you win a Super Bowl? I mean, is the sting different? You know, you said you hate these exit interviews. You know, you've had seasons where you don't make the playoffs and things like that. Is the sting different knowing that we won it all last year? All right.
Yeah, it's a different category for sure. I think in 08, the Steelers did not make it following a Super Bowl win. And, you know, here we find ourselves as well. It's not pleasant. It's not pleasant at all. Because why? Because you expect so much more. And rightfully so.
Will there be any changes to the coaching staff?
Not that I'm about to, not that I would speak about or have any intention of.
Tom, the Hakeem Nicks injury was obviously a big factor, seemed to be a big factor in your offense this year. He mentioned today that originally he was told it could be a 6 to 8 week injury. In hindsight, do you regret at all the decision to have him play through it and not sit out a little bit longer to rest?
You know, I've just discussed it with Hakeem. And a few weeks ago, Dr. Warren was involved in the discussion about those kind of situations. In the first place, you know, you love Hakeem. He is an incredible competitor. He, no matter what happens, he's not going to, you know, he's had a lot of things that have been an issue for him medically. You know, he's had a foot, he's had a knee, but the thing that you have to remember is he's a tremendous competitor and he wants to compete and he wants to play. And so when you speak to a group of individuals and you talk about having 53 people on your team, when you do have an injury, you've got to play through it. Well, he's a tremendous example of a guy that, you know, wants to play through it and wants to play despite that fact, and you love that about him. Now, was he able to play at the level that if he didn't have the injury, he could play at? No. But he believes he can play, and he believes he can be a huge part of it. Do we have music playing in here now? Is that it? Three-piece band in the back?
Martellus in the offseason, what you might have known about him before the season and what he kind of grew into for the team. Could you kind of just talk about the progress you saw out of him and how much maybe more he wound up contributing?
Well, I think he's made outstanding progress. I think he was looking for an opportunity to play and contribute and be more productive, and he certainly got it. He learned, to his credit, as he went along, learned what we asked him to do and how he performed in answering those questions and so on and so forth, and did make a strong contribution. There's more to be, as with all of us, there's more to be learned and more to be developed, and he does have talent.
As you evaluate the team, is one of the, you know, biggest areas you'll look at, where did the pass rush go and why wasn't it like it was in years past? I mean, is that something?
It'll be one of them, yeah. It'll be just like everything else. We'll evaluate each one of these issues, and that'll be one of them.
Do you have any reasons why at this point?
Not that you haven't heard.
you concerned about Justin Tuck's lack of production? Last year there was some injury issues. This year really not so much so.
Well, you know, I'm concerned about anybody's lack of production. No more or no less than anyone. I mean, that would be my answer to that. I'm concerned about mine.
In terms of maybe some off-season surgeries, I'm not sure if you're ready to share that. I mean, it seems like maybe Snead and Voss would be candidates. Nick said maybe. I'm not sure.
We'll see. I mean, I don't have anything for you right now. You know, we have our standard statement in our exit meeting, get the surgeries as fast as you can, let's go, so we can get you back out here on the field in the spring. But what the list looks like right now, I wouldn't even speculate right now. As soon as the information from the final physicals is put together and Ronnie comes and talks to me, then I would have a little more information. No. No.
Anything else?
Since we've asked about everybody else's future, you're coming back next year, correct? Or no retirement thoughts?
As I'm standing right here, if they'll have me. Thank you.